Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
5.5 minutes, no buckets. All we needed was one basket underneath. And this, you know, for me, and you know how I am with Bogut, Steiny.
Yeah.
I think he's totally outplayed Cousins. We need him to start and get as many minutes out of him. Bring Cousins off the bench. That game last night, I thought the Warriors were going to win just the way they came out. Cousins turned that ball over three times in crucial a flow of the game. And every time I saw that ball come underneath to him, he would pass it back out. I mean, he obviously is not the type of health to take the ball up. He just doesn't want to do it. He throws it back out. And we can't have Draymond and Iguodala shooting threes. They're going to have to rough it, go to the paint, and make baskets. And then as a therapist, you know, I'm watching this Kevin Durant thing back and forth. I remember out of college, you know, when he first played with the Seattle Supersonics. And he was a very easygoing, yes sir, no sir kind of guy. And I truly believe he's just gotten caught up in all this stuff. I mean, I see him the same way every game. He's wearing the hoodie. He's got the socks hat on. He's not. How about, you know, you want to show that you're with the team? How about a suit and tie and you're on the bench cheering your teammates here? So I see this as not a good situation at all. And I think I told you this before, Matt. I would rather, if there's a forward out there in free agency who can score 20, who's a shooter, I'd rather bring him in here and see that money distributed. Because, again, I agree with you guys 100%. Besides Iguodala and Livingston, and they're getting old, really there's only Looney off that bench. And now, you know, he's shown what an iron man he is. Coming back like that last night, it was heroic. I mean, and the 2 days off, I feel like the Warriors still have a chance. Absolutely they have a chance, because both Klay and Looney are going to have a couple extra days. And, you know, Klay did really well offensively, but defensively you could see he was holding back. I think he wanted to be able to stay on the floor. So what do you guys think?
Yeah. Well, I think you're right. I didn't notice Klay on the defensive end. I wasn't really looking at that. I just look at the guards, and the guards weren't really the problem for the Warriors last night. Lowry was 3-for-12. Danny Green 1-for-8. But yes, they have to develop this roster. That's Bob Myers' number one goal in the offseason. He's got to get some players in here that are functional to give the Warriors more depth, because they don't have it. And it's not – I don't know if it's going to be developed. I mean, I don't know if you can rely on Jordan Bell getting better. I don't know if you can rely on Damian Jones becoming a factor. I don't know those things. I'm not saying they're not going to happen, but organizations can't count on something to happen if they don't – if they're not sure it will.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. It's John Dickinson, Matt Stein, Mets Warriors Team Store in Walnut Creek. Still time for more of your phone calls as we're here until 1 o'clock. And Caesar in Napa checks in here. You're on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, guys. Great job. Love your show. Hopefully I don't lose my train of thought. Let's see. So I think I want to get your opinion on, well, first of all, I think the Warriors, if any team can come back from a 3-1 deficit, I definitely think the Warriors can do that. They got the talent and the will to do that and the experience. But my question was, do you think it's a possibility that KD either really did injure his leg, or he faked it, maybe not faked it in the beginning, but watched how the Warriors were rolling through Houston
in Portland, and he had time to think about everything that has gone on in the past year, all the criticism he's received since he's been here with the media, maybe some fans, whatever, and then the issue he had with Draymond Green saying, Draymond saying, we don't need you here, leave. Now that they got to the point of the finals, do you think it's possible that KD decided to, well, I actually am better, but I'm not going to play. I want to see how these guys do, improve, or maybe kind of save his legacy in a way where I'm going to actually let these guys play. You know, this will make me decide whether I want to stay in Golden State or get traded, improve. Well, actually, the Warriors really needed him, or they didn't.
Right. Now, I got what you're saying. I got what you're saying. Thanks for the call. And I can't go there.
I can't
either. I just can't go there unless, you know, unless this summer somebody says we thought Durant could have played. Or Durant says, you know what, I might have cheated the Warriors. But I don't really anticipate that happening. And that's why I just, you know, there are certain players – in the NBA, that love the game. And he's one of them. He loves the game. I mean, he does. He loves to talk basketball. He lives the game. So I cannot believe he would not play if he could. I mean, I think if he could play, he would play.
Yeah, I don't
and
think
maybe,
that...
you know,
now,
and you know, here's the other thing,
if there's
JD.
Any question, well, go ahead. You...
Yeah, just if KD walked in here today and I said to him, hey, dude, man, like, fans are kind of frustrated. They're like, what's up? What's up with your injury? He would probably say, I'm hurt. I can't play.
Right.
What do you want me to tell you?
Exactly. Well, I think that's assumed.
The end of the story.
I think that's assumed. But the lack of detail and the somewhat cryptic nature of the way it's been handled, and he's going to work out this day, and then he's not. And then did he work out the next day? And some are saying he did, and others are saying they don't know. I mean, there's... It's the lack of transparency, I think, is why fans are frustrated. Because I think in some ways fans feel they've been led to believe, to no fault of anybody, but they've been led to believe that he was going to be back already.
True.
He was going to be back for game four. He was going to be back for, you know, for sure game five. Now game five is even iffy. Although, and now everything gets fast-forwarded to tomorrow.
Yeah.
When the Warriors are back in Toronto, they're flying out now. And they're going to get to Toronto tonight, and they're going to have a practice tomorrow. And probably the first question tomorrow, and I'll try and ask it, is what did Kevin Durant do? You know, did he practice? What did he do? Where is he at? And if Steve Kerr can say he's questionable, he's out, I'm not going to tell you. I mean, we'll find out. But either way, I think, you know, now we know at least the timeline for this thing as far as when we're going to try to get some kind of semblance of new information. 888-957-9570. John Dickinson, Matt Steinmetz. We'll come back. More of your phone calls here on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
All right, J.D. and Steiny in Walnut Creek at the Warriors Team Store. Until 1 o'clock, the store open until 6. Fans with a chance to purchase 2019 NBA Finals gear. Take advantage of special deals on shirts and hats and jerseys and jackets and everything. And also a chance to take a photo with the 2015, 17, and 18 championship trophies. And I mentioned this earlier, I'll mention it again. Today, the one-year anniversary of the Warriors' 2018 championship victory in Cleveland. With the 4-0 sweep of the Cavaliers.
Well, we were talking about how the people still feel like it could happen. I just met David, who came down here to say hello, and he admitted he's worried. He said he's worried that Curry's just running out of gas and that he might, you know, he just can't turn it on to will the Warriors kind of over the hump. What do you think about that? And just what do you? I guess AD is how do you tell, but Curry, Clay, Draymond, it is their fifth time to the finals. Long seasons. You can't tell me that isn't playing into this somehow.
I think it's playing into it, and I think he needs help. Yeah. I mean, and they don't look. This is not when you choose to get Kevin Durant,
right?
You lose depth because you're going to spend money on having Kevin Durant. When you choose DeMarcus Cousins, and say, as a team, you want to have this great starting lineup, and you sacrifice depth. Well, then you have an injury to the guy that cost you your depth because you wanted him. And look, that's the way to go. The NBA is about stars. You want to stockpile stars. I mean, the Warriors having as many stars as they do that's the only reason they've made it to this point, even this year.
Right.
Is having as many stars as they do. But it does come at a cost, and the cost is depth. And now we're at a position where the depth or lack of depth matters because you don't have Durant.
Well, you know, and let me...
And that puts pressure on Curry and Clay and everybody else.
But hold on a sec. Here's what right now, if you look at Toronto, they're not deep. They essentially played seven guys last night.
Yeah, but they have seven guys that can score, rebound.
Right. So, and that's kind of what I'm getting at is it's not just that the Warriors don't have depth. You know, Toronto doesn't have depth really either. They haven't played Eric Moreland, Jody Meeks, Jeremy Lin, or Anunoby hasn't gotten into this series. But 1 through 7, they're all pretty darn solid.
Yeah.
And when you don't have Kevin Durant and you're the Warriors, you're only really solid 1 through 4, you know, because Livingston's now in an iffy category. And, you know, the one thing we didn't talk about with last night's game, the guy who I think the Warriors need is Iguodala. He's got to be a little more aggressive. And I get it. I know how he plays and all that kind of stuff. But I thought last night it was obvious there were times when he passed up shots and they got absolutely nothing better and, in fact, might have gotten something worse. And I just don't understand why in a game where Kevin Durant's not playing, he's still only going to take 6 shots in 38 minutes when he had so many, I thought.
Yeah, and there's something to be said for just taking them. Just taking them to keep the flow of the offense moving, even if you miss them. You know, don't play tentatively, you know, regardless of whether you're able to knock them down or not. 888-957-9570, that's where Budman checks in. Budman in Livermore is up next here on Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Budman.
Thanks for taking the call. I appreciate it. Thank you. Great show, as always. A couple of things. I need to agree with the one caller that called in about KD not sitting on the bench with the team and supporting his team. I kind of told my friend and my son that he should be out there kind of backing his team. As a veteran, I noticed, and this may be nothing, but I noticed when the guys were coming out off the court, they were, you know, slapping KD's hand. They made no eye contact with him. I'm thinking, you know, maybe it's nothing. Maybe it's something. I don't know. Maybe they're disappointed that he's not out there supporting them or even playing. I'm not a doctor or a judge, and I'm not, you know, saying he is or isn't hurt. But I just think a little support, you know, you back up your people, man. And that's my point. And, again, I'm not going to give up on the Warriors. I'm hopeful. But I know it's not going to be an easy road for sure. But just keep our hopes up, man. Hope you can pull us out, you know. That's all I got to say, guys. And thanks for taking the call. I do appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Durant on the
I'll be honest with you. Up until a day or so ago, I didn't think Durant not being on the bench meant anything. I didn't read anything into it. I didn't even think about it. But over the last day or two, I've been just sniffing around, you know, the
league circles,
other teams, and you know, is it a big deal? Is it not a big deal? And the bottom line is, some teams have rules, and some teams have rules that injured players must sit on the bench or behind the bench, that they must. Now, the Warriors are a little different because they've got a team of veterans and a team of superstars. They obviously don't have a rule like that. But so yeah, I'm starting to think of it a little bit differently. and I'm not making any judgment on it, but I do think now it is fair to ask the question, how come he's not on the bench? I mean, why do you think he's not on the bench?
I don't think he wants to be visible to where any kind of reaction to a play, reaction to a teammate gets caught on camera. I think that's the biggest part of it. I also think it's not comfortable. But I don't think Durant wants to be sitting on the bench and have him, you know, make an awkward face.
Right.
Let's say when Stephen Curry has a turnover or Draymond Green misses an assignment and it goes viral, and then Durant's got to answer questions about that.
Right.
I think that's a big part of the reason why.
It might be.
I think he can also get treatment during the games.
I think that's probably part of it, too.
I think it's also more comfortable to probably watch it in a locker room. He can spread out a little bit as opposed to being compact on the bench and also in a position where you have to get out of the way maybe quickly.
Yeah,
fair. If there's a play that, you know, especially when you're not at 100% physically. So I think all of those things are possibilities. And then there's also the detail of there's limited space.
That's true. That is true.
And I think, you know, you should explain that. I mean, there's only so many slots, I think, that the Warriors have on their bench.
Yeah, every active player must have a seat.
Right.
They must have a seat. So essentially, if you have 13 actives, and, you know, there basically isn't room. I mean, I don't really want to do the math.
Yeah,
but
if you have 13 active, then the two inactives, there's no space, right?
Right. They don't want anybody who's active to sit on the end line.
Yeah, in a different area.
Yeah, exactly.
Who we got next? Skyler. Skyler in San Francisco on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Hey, Skyler.
I'm going to say, because I feel bad saying it, I got to preface that, you know, my first Warrior game was when Karl Malone dropped 50 of us and Dan Peter was our center. So I've been with him for a long time, but I never really recovered from 2016. And I do feel like there was some league favoritism toward the whole LeBron story, but they did mentally collapse. And I feel like as great as Clay and Steph are, I feel like I don't know which days they're going to disappear and which days they're going to come back. And here we have guys that have got, you know, all these rings, and then we have games. People forget how to dribble. They forget how to pass. They forget how to shoot. And are the Warriors mentally tough or not?
Well, thanks, Skyler.
Yeah,
I mean, I think they are. He didn't want to ask the question.
I think they are. I mean, what does that mean?
Well, here's what I think Skyler means, and I'm not necessarily disagreeing with him. When the Warriors do lose, it always looks bad. And the reason it always looks bad is because when they win, it looks so good.
Yeah.
And so I always go back to Game 7, the end of Game 7, that when they absolutely came apart. They took bad threes.
And they didn't know where they wanted to
go. You're right.
They were panicky.
Right.
And they got panicky last night.
Exactly. Exactly.
They got panicky last night when the game started to get away from them.
Yeah.
And then you could just see shots that they normally hit were rimming out. And when a couple of them rimmed out, you could see that there was almost we needed that one. Like, you know what I mean? You could see that on their faces.
And the practical part of, well, Kevin Durant can get you buckets at those times.
Yeah, he gets you. Yeah, exactly.
You know?
You may get an offensive rebound, you kick it out to him, he drives and fouls, or he shoots a 17-footer and drills it. No, that's the name of the game. Anton in Santa Rosa. Anton, you're on 95.7 The Game.
Thanks for taking my call. Can you guys hear me?
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to chime in, Matt. You're a baller. You play college ball, and you know, I just don't feel like the Warriors are making the Raptors guard them. Like, you look at Iguodala several times going down, going into the rim. He's looking to pass it out rather than looking to score. And I look at that Houston series. Houston made up their mind, hey, you guys are going to have to guard us off the dribble, and I think the Warriors kind of struggle with that. I would say with Steph Curry, they're gonna have to change it up a little bit. I think Steve Kerr is gonna have to change it up a little bit because
I don't disagree there.
The shot that he's looking for. You know what I mean?
I don't disagree, but I don't know what the solution is, to tell you the truth.
I think a little bit more ISO with Steph Curry, so we can kind of like you gotta like let him go. Like if you look at the 2015-2016 era. When Steph was really going, you know what I mean? He would take it from, he'd get it out of the board and take it straight down and look to make something happen. Right now, he's getting it, passing it off to Graymond, and then running down looking for a double screen. And the Raptors are doing a great job of guarding that. I will say one other thing that I think the Raptors is doing that's really, really hurting the Warriors. Kawhi Leonard is taking his time down the stretch.
Yes.
Notice he's pulling the ball out.
Yes.
The ball going isolation, getting into the key, and the Warriors are collapsing, and then he's just hitting them with that Michael Jordan fadeaway, and there's just not much you can do about it. And so, I don't know. Give me your thoughts on that, but I just think right now the Warriors are going to have to do something else offensively. Guys are going to have to attack the rim harder, looking to score, not to just pass out to Steph Curry or Klay, because they're denying that.
Yeah, I mean, thanks for the call, Anton. Appreciate it. Usually when people say, Curry's got to play a little differently, it usually means play him off the ball more. Or that's usually what they're suggesting, but that's not what Anton was suggesting.
No, and that actually wasn't where I was going either. To me, it was more let him go.
Like Anton was talking about.
No, just let him get it and just try to create. Curry versus the world. As it got dubbed.
Well, essentially, that's kind of what happened in Game 3, right? And so why didn't it happen in Game 4?
I think because they had another scorer back in the fold. I think they just said in Game 3, Steph's got to be Steph's got to score 50.
Right.
Let her rip. Let her rip. Last night. I think last night they played more of a semblance of without Durant.
You know, the one thing.
Everybody else.
I mean, the one thing about Steph, and it's, I don't know if it's, I guess it is fair. I guess it is fair because so much of his game, I get it. He's an all-around player. He can do everything. But let's face it. His bread and butter is the three-point shot.
Absolutely.
And so you look at a game like last night, and he finishes with 27 points and 6 assists. But he's the fact that he goes 2 for 9, he's 2 for 9 than anybody else. You know what I mean? Like, he can't be 2 for 9. I mean, he can't be. And it's unfair to him. That he can't be 2 for 9 every once in a while, but you know what I mean there. I mean if Steph Curry's not making threes, if I'm the other team, I kind of don't care what else he's doing.
Yeah.
Right. Steph Curry, he went five for eight.
Threes ignite everything else.
Yeah, he went 5 for 8 with no threes and 15 assists. Good.
The threes ignite the crowd. The threes ignite his teammates. The threes ignite him. I think the threes ignite their defense.
Yes.
We always have that conversation. Does the defense fuel the offense? Offense fuel the defense? I think it goes both ways. A lot of times when the Warriors are able to switch and really defend harder, I think it gets more transition three opportunities Curry and for Klay Thompson, which is something that the Raptors have done a nice job against, preventing that. And the reason they've prevented it is because they've so effectively played offense.
Yeah, and
that's the big thing. I mean, again, I really struggled with the notion that the Raptors would be able to score consistently enough to beat the Warriors 4 games, even without Durant playing. And the reality is, except for a couple of stretches, one in Game 2, the obvious one, and 5 minutes
right.
Without being able to score
in the second quarter.
But beyond that, all right, back here in Walnut Creek, John Dickinson, Matt Steinmetz, Warriors this week,
Kawhi
Leonard, the game,
and
Kawhi.
How he's been taking his time. When you're down, and the Warriors they got to score quickly, so they're taking threes and they miss, and then you see Kawhi Leonard just walk the ball up the court. And there, you know what? I'll tell you what. There's something and I want to get your opinion on this. There's something very different about when Kawhi Leonard is at the top of the, you know, the top of the circle or at the top of the court, and James Harden is at the top of the court.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's
I'm
looking at Kawhi Leonard and I'm thinking, man, you're not going to take the ball from him, and if worse comes to worse, he can just shoulder you and elevate over you from 17 feet.
He goes over you or through you.
Yeah, like he doesn't have to. Like it's like James Harden's got to blow by you, or he's got to take a back.
Kawhi's an athlete.
He's got to take a three. Yeah,
Kawhi's an athlete with a. I mean, he's a robot.
Yeah,
but he's an athlete.
Yeah.
I mean, he can jump. He's big.
It's almost unfair to call him an athlete because it leads people to believe that he doesn't. He's not a smart player, or you know, he's just an athlete.
Wow.
But he's so much more than. I mean, he's smart too, man.
He's been terrific.
Yeah,
I mean, there are all kinds of things that could come of this series if regardless of how it turns out. I mean, now it's going to be an all. If the Warriors win this series now, it's going to be an all-timer. It's going to be an all-timer. If the Raptors win this series, it's an all-timer just because they will have dethroned the Warriors. And where does it leave Durant? And where does it leave Kawhi? I mean, think about Kawhi. I know you brought this up first. Basically, just the fact that Kawhi Leonard could win two championships with two different teams and then leave to go to a third team in his prime. And maybe that team becomes a favorite. You know, if he goes to the Clippers, why couldn't the Clippers be in the finals next year?
Yeah. No.
He's healthy.
You're absolutely right.
I mean, he could maybe win with three different teams as the main guy, which is, I don't think, ever happened.
Right, right. Well, you know, what I think of is, and I'll admit it, you and I are kind of the same when it comes to this guy, but I just think of Greg Popovich. I mean, he and R.C. Buford should be taking heat right now. I mean, Kawhi Leonard, something happened in San Antonio. And after you watch Kawhi Leonard play this year, I think it's fair to say, you know what, maybe it wasn't Kawhi Leonard. You know, maybe there was something else going on. I mean, think about this. What are we saying right now about Kevin Durant or some people? Hey, he should be playing. Well, that's what they said about Kawhi Leonard last year.
Yeah.
And guess what? He's playing this year. I mean, he's playing this year.
Yes, he is.
So I just look at that trade that San Antonio made and you know,
yeah,
Popovich sometimes can be wrong.
And they were able to hang on and get an 8 spot and make the playoffs for, what, the 22nd consecutive year.
Right.
But they aren't – I mean, I don't think they're on an upswing.
No.
I know they have some young players that people like, but I don't think that they're on some upswing.
No,
as far as, you know, getting back into the mix to be, you know, a big time problem to deal with in the Western Conference. Corday in Berkeley. Corday is on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, hey, real quick, guys, I just wanted to kind of add on to what Steiny, well, actually both you guys have been talking about all morning, the Raptors, and kind of backing off of that, with the Warriors' turnovers, which is something that, I mean, they've always won, but the Raptors are buttoned up, and they're going to make them pay for that. It's a side thing, but it's always something that's just really driven me crazy, especially the unforced turnovers. And I think the Raptors are also making them pay for that. I mean, this is not like last year, J.R. Smith running off the ball. Seems like the Raptors have everybody's heads in the game, and they're going to make them pay. So that's just a little side thing also.
Yeah, and thanks for the call, Corday. You know what I see? I see Draymond Green pushing the ball like he always does, and I see him getting into the forecourt, and I'm thinking, yeah, they got guys back.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking,
they build that wall.
It looks pretty crowded in that lane that he always likes to drive down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, think how open the floor is most of the time the Warriors play. Toronto's done a great job of getting back on defense, and there is absolutely no doubt that they made that a focus of not letting the Warriors get easy baskets because Draymond Green pushes it hard. Like, they haven't – that hasn't really happened much.
And they've noted the fact that they've had a little bit of a running head start in practicing it because it was the same thing they employed against Giannis.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
a good point.
So they're used to playing that way because Giannis does a lot of those things that Draymond does as far as putting his head down and going to the basket. He's not the passer that Draymond is, but he's a bigger body.
And we're also seeing, to me, a basketball truism just play out, and that is – you know, length is a problem, and not just for Draymond Green. Length's a problem for everybody. If a team's long and they're quick and they're athletic, it's a lot harder for somebody, especially if they're undersized. A lot.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Steiny, can the Warriors win this series if Kevin Durant doesn't play?
Yes, but I don't think I would bet on them anymore. Even before last night's game, I think I would have bet on the Warriors to win the series without Kevin Durant. I can't do that now. There's too much evidence to the contrary. Now, does that mean the Warriors have no chance? No, it just means that the Warriors have to play. Not only do the Warriors have to play better, they've got to figure out a better way to basically defend the Raptors. And we think of the Warriors offensively. Oh, boy, they only scored 92. But their defense has not been as dominant as it's been in the past. I mean, two of the games, the Raptors shot 50% plus from the floor, and then they're able to go out and win a game last night when they shoot 42%. I mean, that tells me that this team is versatile. They've got a lot of weapons, and they don't have to beat you just one way.
Ron in Napa is up here on the phones on 95.7 The Game. Warriors this week, JD and Steiny. Hey, Ron.
Hey, what's happening there, gentlemen?
What's up, Ron?
Well, so I'm new to watching the Warriors. It's been like 4 years. Me and my wife, we love the Warriors. And the one thing that I can take from this is I've been in master sales. I know about athletes, and I know about passion. And I'm thinking one of the letdowns that I don't think has been talked about a lot is the fact that the desire that you have to be a champion. And I think when you've already been a champion, there's kind of an emotional letdown. So when you're actually out there, even though I don't think that any of the players are not giving their all, they're really trying, but I think – is how bad do they really want it? And since they've already had it, if you go back 4 years or so, they wanted it more than they want it now because they've already achieved that excellence. And I think right now they're dealing with a team that hasn't ever had it. So the emotional drive, they go after the ball differently. They shoot the ball differently. They're passionate about everything they do. And I think passion is missing from the Warriors right now because they really don't need to win a championship. They've already won it. And that little ingredient of passion, that desire, that going over and above what you need to do to be a champion, they don't have.
We're losing you. We're losing you, Ron, but we got what was important. Warrior fans might not like to hear that, but I think there's something to that. I mean, that's human nature.
Human nature,
that's
lack
human
of hunger.
Nature. That's not a flaw, I don't think. But it is apparent.
And I think at some point it's apparent, and then the way the games play out get on you.
Right.
And it almost creates a perfect storm. It's like it's in part what allows you to get to the point where you're down 3-1, and then you look up and you're like, uh-oh, we're down 3-1.
Right.
Like, how do you flip it? How do you flip it back the other way?
Well,
and the answer to that is you just go win Monday, and the pressure starts to mount the other way.
Right, right. But again, like it's so funny, JD, because do I think the Warriors can come back and win the series? Of course. I would never count the Warriors out. By the same token, like you always say, hey, sometimes things just end and there ain't no bang. The Warriors lose 4-1 and it's over. That's just it. And And they looked vulnerable.
And that would be a dramatically different ending than anyone would have expected.
Exactly.
You're thinking, well, if the Warriors lose this series, it's going to be game seven, and
what if
crazy is going to happen, and maybe Durant's not going to play, or Kawhi Leonard goes, you know,
I mean, you said it. What if the Raptors win 120-99 on Monday? I mean, sometimes teams go out like that because they simply, like, I thought that's the way kind of Portland went out. It was done. The tank was empty.
Well, and I remember telling you, and even in the game four was an entertaining game, but it was kind of the Portland series. It had very much an open gym feel. And, you know, I'm famous and infamous for my second quarter texts. I get a lot of them wrong, probably more wrong than right. I got the one last night right. But I remember, I think, hitting you with something in the Portland. Like, you know what? The Blazers were up in game four. And I remember saying something along the line, yeah, the Blazers seem content to lose this game 123-117.
Right.
Like they were fighting, but they weren't going to win it when push came to shove, it felt like.
And
if the Warriors wanted to reach a level that they ultimately got to. And then, sure enough, they lost by two, and they felt great about it. And it was on into the offseason.
Well, and the other thing is, I sometimes, like, people are saying, you know, the Warriors quit last night.
No, they didn't.
Sometimes you're out of, like, if you run out of gas, like if you're trying to run a marathon.
They didn't quit.
And you keel over at mile 20.
Yeah.
That's not really quitting.
Yeah, I don't like
quitting's
that.
When you can still run and say, you know what, I'm not going to run these last 6 miles.
They didn't quit. Like, you always, no, they got.
But you know what I said.
I know what you're saying. And the point is, when you get beat.
You can look demoralized when you get beat.
It's like the baseball team that doesn't hit.
Right.
Exactly. When a baseball team doesn't hit, you look flat.
Right. Exactly.
And,
exactly right.
And, you know, that's when you're not making shots, when you're, you know, when a team is D'ing you up and you're stymied, you look weak.
Yeah.
You look
despondent.
Yeah. Like you, yes, exactly.
And Warrior fans know that look because other teams have had it for 5 years when they play against Golden State.
Herbs and Co's coming up next here on 95.7 The Game at 1 o'clock as they'll take you on into the afternoon. We should keep everybody updated on what the day is like.
Sure.
The Warriors in the air heading back to Toronto. They will arrive later this evening in Toronto and have a practice tomorrow at the Scotiabank Arena. It's the media day beauty pageant for Game 5 of the series, and I'll be on hand for that. I'm flying out tonight. The red eye.
Do you think that the Warriors will reveal Durant's status tomorrow? Or will they wait till Monday?
Boy, that's a great question. I think it depends on what the answer is. I think if they know that he's in a similar position tomorrow at 10:30 Pacific time, 1:30 Eastern,
right.
If they know that he's in the same spot that he was in yesterday or Thursday, then they'll say he's not playing.
Right.
And Steve Kerr will just force it to the next practice day, which may not happen if the Warriors don't win, but that would be back here on Wednesday. And just so everybody has the layout of the series from now on, if it does continue beyond Monday, it's travel day, practice day, game day. Throughout. Travel day, practice day, game day. Travel day, practice day, game day, travel day, practice day, game day for the next 9 days, basically, until you get to the end of the series. If it goes seven, which would be a week from tomorrow, and we could still shoot. This thing's been going.
I mean,
this thing's been going, what, a week and two days. We might have another week and a day or 2 days still to go.
Well, you always do that. Where are we going to be next week? I mean, in theory, we could be doing this show saying, we got a game seven, baby.
Yeah.
We got a game seven.
Yes.
Or.
And I'll be in that hotel lobby again.
Or we may be saying, Durant's probably leaving. What's going to happen next?
So where are we? Well, you know what? We're not to that point
yet.
We got a couple of minutes, and we got a couple of calls. Rahul Cupertino.
I think that I'm just looking back to the Tim Kawakami articles back in the day where we're just wondering, why is Monte Ellis still not an all-star? I'm really feeling a lot of gratitude just to be at this point. I know that the coach and the players themselves have been in this position before. They know what they're doing. Only thing I can really do at this point is just have faith. It's a championship team. And the previous game, I did notice there were a number of turnovers, and the Warriors did miss 7 free throws. They went 14 for 21. There are a lot of factors that kind of contributed to this loss. I think they would have won if Ibaka did not have such a significant game. If there's just a little more, little fewer turnovers, a little more threes going in, I really am optimistic over the game that's coming up. I think it's a must win, but regardless, the other factor, of course, is the team that's been expected to win from the beginning. If they lose a game, it's unacceptable. If they win, it's just, okay, that's what was expected. So I think there's a lot more pressure on them right now, but they're professionals, and I have a lot of respect for them. So I'm optimistic for this series.
Thanks for the call. And
it only takes one.
I mean, the beauty is, you know, if you're a Memphis Grizzlies fan, there's really no reason to be optimistic. You know what I mean? But, I mean, like if you're losing or you're down or you're behind in the series. But that is the thing about the Warriors. If a Warrior fan calls in today and says, you guys, listen, they are going to win this series. They're going to go to Toronto. They're going to come up big. They're going to come home. I'm telling you, they're going to do it. I know they're going to do it. I can't say to that person, you don't know what you're talking about. I mean, that's what the Warriors have done for morale of fans. And again, it's a testament to how great they are that I am hearing very few, yeah, we're done. Because only a fool would say that, really, definitively, right?
Yeah.
And evidence and history have to matter for something.
All right, couple more calls, and then we'll try and figure out where we're going to be next week doing this show. The consultant in Walnut Creek is up next here. Consultant.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Excellent. Hey, in the off chance that someone from the team is listening to the show right now, I'd like to first start off by saying, standing up, tip of the cap, full applause. 5 years directly going to the championship. I mean, these guys have been giving it all. Win or lose, it's so much fun watching these guys play. And, you know, they're going out there and they're putting their bodies on the line, risking injury, risking long-term injury, and they're out there playing. So, you know, I know that we're talking about, well, are they going to win? Are they going to lose? I first want to acknowledge how awesome it is that we're even in the position to be talking about it with them being in the finals. That said, when I take a look at what's going on, I mean, these guys are human. And I think at the end of the day, we built them up after 5 years of being almost invincible. We've been seeing them doing such amazing things. But at some point, it all stacks up and it plays a role in the psyche, right? They've got all these built-in reasons why they can lose. Game one, right? No Durant. Game two, Iggy's hurt. And we got Thompson getting hurt. Game three, Thompson's out. Game four, you got everything going your way, but then the daggers keep coming from Toronto. They keep on hitting those threes, and you're just like, what? We've been the emotional and the mental psyche, right? It's not the second half that matters. It's 4 games of just continuous mental attacks against the team, and it takes its toll. Now, can the Warriors win? Yeah. Can they lose? Yeah. But at the end of the day, I think I'm just being on the call to let everybody know in the Bay Area that's listening, man, we are so lucky to be able to watch this.
You know, I couldn't agree more. And you know what? We're going to find out a lot about true Warrior fans pretty soon. And I mean, I'm just going to lay it on the line. I mean, you're going to have two kinds of people. You're going to have kinds of people that are saying this team underachieved, couldn't get it done. Myers built no bench. Steve Kerr didn't make substitutions. And then there's going to be the other people that realize all that's kind of a joke and that what we've seen here for 5 years has been unprecedented.
I want to give Rob and Fairfield the last word here for patiently waiting. Rob, you're on 95.7 The Game. You're going to be our final caller of the morning and afternoon.
Hi, actually, I'm Rodney from Fairfield. Thank you guys for taking my call.
Oh, hey, Rodney. Sorry, Rodney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely right, guys. First of all, we're getting killed on the boards. The Lymph, Siakam, all of them, Ibaka, they're killing us on the board. So we need to get some Lymph in there to combat the board, rebounding, offensive, defensive rebounding. Second of all, they have to take shots. Iggy, Green, they have to take shots. Cook, everybody has to take shots. We need to just start knocking down some shots is what we actually need to do. And we need to get back on that transition defense. We need to get back because we know they're running. We know that they're long. And if we play together, take the shots, knock down the shots, play good, hard defense, I think we can pull this next game out and bring it on home. And we'll see where it goes from there. Plus, we've been down. A lot of the players have been injured. They've been hurt. So kudos for them for coming back. Looney for coming back. Thompson for coming back. Durant, we don't know what that situation is like, but tell folks, stop throwing darts at Durant. He don't have to sit in a suit. If he's back.
Oh, thanks, Rodney. We got about a minute to go.
Well, they definitely need to make shots.
Yeah.
That's going to do it.
Where are we going to be?
We're going to be.
Yeah, we're going to be 3-3. Warriors are winning the next two.
All right. You said it.
What do you got? You can say it.
We'll be going to game seven. There you go.
You can't not say it. All right.
Thanks to the great Lee Jones. You're right.
Thanks to Lucas and Joe. It's Herbs and Coase.
And Coase, yeah.
Next. Coase, 95.7 The Game.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.